Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. I know you had a wonderful day out there today. And if you did not have a good day today, you will have a better one tomorrow. You know, this show is about education, unification, and the importance of collaboration, connectivity. We got a good show going on tonight. We have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. And then there will be Rebecca Drew and Misty Cooper. And they're going to give you sounds to heal. You're going to be discovering all about your inner space through vibrations. They are phenomenal. So before we get started out here, you know, I want to give my appreciation out there to each and every one of you for allowing us to come in and share and care with you, because you know we care. We are humanitarians here. We have big hearts, lots of love. And big hearts and lots of love can be felt by all people and all things. And for you, if you're out there alone, don't worry about it. We got you. Don't be afraid of the dark. Look at the skies. The lights will carry you through. I'm going to give you your quote today because you know this is what it's all about. So here we go. There are many people, many lives on this planet, too numerous, in fact, to count. If we do not live joyfully and cheerfully in the company of those whom we share the profound bond, what is life for? Should the atmosphere at home be somber? You yourself can be the sun. By being a shining presence, you can cast light of hope on your father, your mother, and your entire family. Remember, we keep it light and bright out here, and we're going to get rolling. I just want to give you students some information. Don't forget, studentrelieffund.org. Go there. There's a lot of resources listed for you. So we're going to bring Ms. Stephanie Haynes in with us this evening, and Stephanie is going to talk to us about emotional wellness. And I think her topic tonight will basically be about purpose. Good evening, Stephanie. Are you with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for taking your time to come and share and care. And you know we got a rush this evening, so I'm just going to be quiet and let you take off.
Okay, so good evening, listeners. I hope everybody's well during this pandemic, and tonight our topic is going to be on purpose. So I want everybody to grab a pen and a pencil, and once you get that, just come back into your, where you're sitting or standing, wherever you are in your space, and just take a deep breath in. And we just go in for a moment. And exhale out slowly through the nose. Just centering ourselves. Take another deep breath in. And exhale out slowly through the nose. Now I want you to focus on, what is your purpose? Some of you may know your purpose. And some of you may just be just, you know, going, getting up every moment, every morning, doing the same routine, without knowing your purpose. So I'm going to talk about five steps. Excuse me. Five steps to find your purpose. So step number one, find out what drives you, what motivates you. Step number two, find out what energizes you. Step number three, find out what you are willing to sacrifice for, who you want to help. And step number five, find out how you want to help them, whether it's a person, place, or organization, family, community, whatever that may be, find out how you're able to help. Now, to go back to step number one. So when I look at what drives me, I look at things that I can do without even getting paid for, right? Something I'm compassionate about, something I love doing. I love helping community. I love helping people. I love to make another individual smile. And whatever that looked like, I am a health educator, and I find joy in helping another individual to reach their highest potential. And what energized me is that I have 21 beautiful grandchildren that I love being with. They give me energy. They keep me going. They're exciting. They're lovable. And they give me something to live for. So that means that I have to keep my emotional state in a state I am in a position to be able to embed good jewels inside of them. Education, responsibility, love, courage, whatever that may they may need at that given moment, I have to be in a place spiritually to be able to help them in a way that they can receive it. Find out what you're willing to sacrifice. This weekend I went to visit my daughter, and she needed some support with her children now because there's no child care at home. So she has four little ones, and she has a demanding job that she needs some structure and some support. So I went this past weekend and went to create some learning boards for my granddaughters. They're twins. And they're 4 years old, and I just created a nice little board where they can go to, and I put together their primary numbers, their sight words, their primary colors, things that identify who they are, their personality, whether they dance, music, whatever it is, I put it on that board. So they have a chalkboard, they have a whiteboard where they can write and practice their names, their words, their numbers. So I sacrificed my weekend to go and support my daughter. And I felt good by doing that. So purpose come in all kind of shapes and sizes, right? I'm a Buddhist. And, they say your karma is your mission. And that looks like that what I've been through a whole lot in my life. And the things that I've been through, I am able to help other women to cultivate their lives and to find potential in their lives in spite of what they've been through. So my purpose in this lifetime is to help another individual, and especially women, to reach their highest potential. But no matter what you've been through, been raped, molested, been beat, been homeless, whatever that is that you might have been, bad marriage, been divorced, children been taken away from you, whatever it might have been, that's the opportunity for you to go inside and say, okay, I'm going through this. It's a purpose why. And once you find that purpose, then you find that joy. And you find that peace. And then number four, find out who you want to help. And see, mine, I found out I wanted to help women and young girls. I am the first vice president of the National Council of Negro Women for View Park Section. And we work with a lot of young girls and women. I'm also a member of Black Women's for Wellness, where we work with African-American young girls and women. So I find myself in places helping women to reach their highest potential. So whatever that may look like for you with self, to find that out. You know, whatever your spiritual purpose is, whether you pray, you chant, whatever your religion may be, you know, that's the opportunity to sit and meditate and to go within and ask yourself, you know, what is my purpose? Because we're always on this earth for a reason, not to just be here just getting up and doing routine things, but we actually have a mission on this earth, believe it or not. You know, and who should you know of finding this your life purpose? What should you know about your life purpose? What is that? So finding your life purpose beyond your physical, your emotional survival, when you are younger, you tend to concentrate on your physical survival and security, such as building a career to provide for you and your family. Emotional survival, which is your health, is maintained through social connection, a commitment-related relationship, and building a family. So you might say, okay, that's my purpose. But no, your purpose go beyond that. It go beyond that. So you might want to say, well, how do I, you know my purpose? So what I want you to do is sit with yourself, create a vision board, follow your hobbies, notice what you post about yourself, anything out there in life. I want you to do your homework. Be that chatterbox. You know, because once you define and correct your own life purpose, that's where your joy is, your happiness, your peace. Okay? So, Ms. Linda, do you have any questions for me?
Well, you know, I'm listening to you, and we're speaking on purpose here, and the four elements that, you know, that you ask, you have to ask yourself questions. So just like you say, you sit and you talk to you, and no one can answer these things but you. And I like the idea of thinking about the motivation, what energizes you, what are you willing to sacrifice. Then who will you help, and how will you help? And in order to get to those places, you do have to sit and put that vision board there so that you can. I call it a canvas. And on that canvas, I like to put different colors of paint there, and then I blend them as everything comes. You know, then it ends up making the beautiful picture, and the picture that it's making is that joy, that happiness, and that peace. Because as you state, anything that you enjoy, and when you're helping another, when you light a candle for another person, you're making light for yourself. So it's really, really not all about the money, money, money. It's really not about the pay, because you can get $1,000 a day and be miserable doing what you're doing. But just as you say, to see someone to have that smile on their face, or to bring about a smile, it's like when you greet an individual with pleasantry, it's like knocking on a door to open up their hearts. Right now we're all going through what we're going through, and it's a lot of frozen hearts out here. It's a lot of fearful hearts out here. We're just going through it. And I am so glad that you're sharing this with us, because we do things like you say. We're just like robots sometimes. But what is the true purpose? What are you really, really here for? And that's a question that only the individual can ask. So I am so glad that you came to share this with us. We know how deep you can go, and you will have a person participating. And I think maybe next week when you come on, whatever we're coming on with, maybe touch bases with who has done that vision board. And then we have a number here, 323-769-5879. People can call and leave messages and talk about it. Oh, I want to speak to Stephanie next Tuesday, and I have a report, things of that nature. And if that's the case, we'll probably just open up the board, if they choose to, and let them speak directly to you. But it's something to really, really think about, because purpose is actually life. But purpose equals questions. And in order to get those questions, you have to sit down and know you. No one can tell you your purpose. That's what I found out. They can make suggestions. Right. They can give you direction. But they cannot state what your true purpose is. Only you will be able to answer that. And working with the young girls in the organizations, I've been to some of the events. It's a beautiful thing, because, you know, our babies, they need it. You know, I'm totally about the youth. So if you say youth to me, I'm Johnny on the spot, or Lindo on the spot, or anybody on the spot. But it's such a beautiful thing to go down and be able to help an individual structure their lives. And you work with a lot of trauma people. So, you know, I really applaud you. I've known you a while, and I know the type of work that you do. And I want you to please stay on the line if you can, because Rebecca Drew and Misty Cooper coming in with sound. This is very different, and I think there will be some participation too. But they dig deep into the inner, same thing. You go into the inner, you heal yourself, then your true purpose is going to come out on that. So, Stephanie, I would like to say thank you for caring and sharing with the listeners here. And I want to tell them one thing again. As you say, be the sun. No matter what problems you might face, the dawn will always break. Fine weather will always return. So when you bounce out the door every day, well, right now we're not bouncing too far, but we do what we do, and you enjoy doing it, and it doesn't tire you out, you feel good when you come back in, you are actually standing in your purpose. So purpose takes a lot of things, responsibility. You cannot take care of responsibility or finalize or even listen if you don't know the reason why. Same thing with purpose. You must sit down, listeners, do your homework, look at those five things that Stephanie has had you write down, and make that vision board. And, Stephanie, we are going to talk to you next week on that and see if you want to carry it all the way through, or, you know, you're good about, you know, going through chapters and going through layers and stuff. So please just let me know how you would like to do that, and this could be an ongoing thing.
Yeah, I would like to continue with this, and just to see, you know, how the listeners is, you know, how they doing, if they did their homework and,
Hi, Daddy.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do, I'm going to go in. Just stay on the line. I'm going to play something so Rebecca and Misty can come on in, okay?
Okay.
And what we will do, we'll carry this through. So your topic is going to be purpose. Let me bring it in.
We're going to write that first, but we're doing some playing along
always a pleasure to be here live with us.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Is that Linda?
Yes, I'm playing you something that you're going to like.
All right.
We're waiting on you. Rebecca, you're on the air. Hi, Misty. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Linda. How are you? We're well. How are you?
I'm awesome. We are waiting here. I know you had a great day. I'm just going to be quiet here and let you go for it because this is all new and we're real excited.
Well, how about if we get off with a little, you want to say?
Sure, let's do a little.
So we're going to do a little Trudy Box with some vocal toning. Basically, for those of you that don't know what to do, just open your mouth and let sound out. It doesn't matter if you have a good voice or not. It just matters that you use your body and you use your voice as the vehicle to let the sound out. Use vowels because there's a lot of harmonics in the vowels. And just sing one note or a zillion notes. Okay, let's go. Let's just do this.
Yeah.
You going to join us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
And I'm going to ground it. If you sing,
or you use sound, it makes you feel better. Because think about when you listen to certain types of music, what it does to you. If you use the sound yourself in your body and it doesn't cost you anything to use your voice, you can direct the sound, the vibrations into different parts of your body and actually help to heal yourself. And it certainly makes you feel better. If you were to do this for 10 minutes a day, you would notice a difference in your life.
And so
are you familiar with Edgar Cayce?
Hey, hang on. You're going to ask us a question.
No, I was saying that when, as we're making the sound and those vibrations are going through, and you're saying you can direct the sound to different parts of your body, is that a mind thing, or say if you have a knee ache or ankle ache, you focus in and you can direct the vibrations down there?
Well, think about an athlete.
Yes,
when an athlete has lactic acid build up in a certain part of the body and they think about breathing air into that part of the body, they can actually release the lactic acid build up in the body and they don't have any cramping or pain. It's the same thing with sound. If you think about where the sound is, if you have a problem with your knee or your foot or your intestines or something, and you actually think about directing the sound down into there, yes, you can. Now, medical professionals might beg to differ with us, but scientists won't because they've proven that happens.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, sound activates the neurotransmitters in the brain, and therefore it can generate electrical pulses that then bring us into a deeper state of relaxation. It's all about being in the really centered within yourself. It's like when you're in that really connected place, then it makes it much easier for anyone to heal.
Here's something for you, Linda. You and I talked about loving to work with children. And I had a music program I did in the L.A. public school system. It was my program that I worked with the kids. And the kids that are throwaway kids, where the teacher said, they're useless, they're never going to learn. Well, I did percussion with them because that's the rhythmic heartbeat of the world. You have your own beat in you, within you. And the kids that had the most difficult time learning had the best they could do rhythm like nobody could do. And so I used that to help them learn because it was sound. It was sound, movement, and vibration that helped them to learn. Sound is incredible what it can do.
Whoa. So you're saying just do this sound, and you play different types of instruments there because I was looking at the picture, and I saw different bowls, and I just saw so many different things. I never actually physically, but I viewed them on the picture, and then different shapes and different. I think I saw a gong. A beautiful gong,
yes.
And so of course I was attracted to that. But just as you say, the sound does bring out, even with the children that are very creative kids. A lot of people don't learn by the ABCs or writing down. They learn through that creative mode, and I can relate to those children because that's a release net to get in there because you're using you. It's all you. And the sounds that you were making, I was a bit quiet over here because I was enjoying your sound and then making my own little on the side. I know Stephanie's on. She's very, very into this because she's totally about
Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
And that's Coco joining in.
She's probably over there trying to find a bump, a drum to beat.
Could you pass me that bowl?
Yes.
Yes. So
we do. In fact, the gong that we have, and I know that's the percussionist in you, gong that we have is not the traditional. You know, everybody's got like the earth gong or the peace gong, and they're handmade by these artists. This one is actually from, it's either a Javanese or a Balinese gong. It's a nipple gong, and it's used a certain way. We use it in a non-traditional way. But it was used. My daughter actually did a ethnomusicology class at UCLA when she was a child, and it was a gamelan group. These are gamelan instruments. So we had the opportunity to purchase it, and I thought, well, nobody's using this. Let's do it because I love the sound of it. It's just got this deep. I don't know that it can transfer through the phone, but it's just got this beautiful deep gong, the sound. And so
every night, it's actually moving through the body. You can feel it, and if you focus with your mind psychically, you can feel it move up through your feet, into your knees, into your hips, up your back, through your torso, through your chest, through the mouth, and out through the crown. And you can literally push the sound with your own mental power through your body.
So we have a bowl sitting in front of us. If you'd like us to play for a little bit.
Could you do that again?
Well, we'll play the crystal bowls this time.
Play the crystal
bowls. What did you want me to do again?
The bowls attracted me. I know about the gong, and I know the different sounds. And Stephanie is on the line. Stephanie was my dance cho. So we work with an African troupe. So it's all beats and sounds there, and the rhythm running through the body that builds that adrenaline, and it's very, very healing. So I know she can appreciate this because her whole life is about centering her life and everybody else's too. So yeah, play the bowls for me. I'd like to hear those.
So with the bowls, you might want to just close your eyes and really take it in. Each bowl is made of a different type of stone. It's all quartz mixed with, some of them have moldavite or emerald or palladium or
kunzite.
And so they serve a different purpose.
And then we also have the Zeshu Light Bowl, which is a very high frequency crystal that comes from New Zealand. And so each one of these bowls is made out of quartz, and it is infused with other crystals so that you can get different frequencies with each one.
Now, the way that I work and Misty work is, there'll be people working with the bowls, and they tell you what note works for what side part of your body and how it's supposed to affect you. And that's it, to me, is putting somebody in a box. I'm not going to dispute how they do it, but the way we do it is everybody feels frequency differently. So what affects me in a bowl is not necessarily going to affect you the same way. And so we play it, and you determine how it affects you. You determine where you might feel it in your body. And then that's how you go from there, is what sounds affect you and what you want more of, what you want less of.
And what I find fascinating about sound, one thing that I did learn is that the low-frequency sound waves of a bridge, they cannot be heard, but the human heart can be affected by those low-vibrational sound waves.
I used to tell the kids I worked with, because they would listen to the bass so loud, and it would overpower everything. And it is a fact that the lower vibrations kill brain cells. And the child, you don't want your kids' brains, the cells being, you want them to grow, you want them to develop. So I would encourage them to listen to it. I know it sounds crazy, I'd encourage, because we have so many different cultures there, but I said, listen to classical music. They'd say, ew. I said, do you watch cartoons? They said, yes. I said, that's classical music. If that's how you listen to it, that's how you listen to it. But I did a project when I was a kid where I put different kinds of music with plants. I did this when I was 7 back in the 60s. And I put rock music in one room, and I put a different kind of music, and I put classical. In the room with the classical music, the plants grew like crazy. And the room that had the hard rock in it, they all died. And it was just a lesson. Mm. So sound affects everything.
Yes, it does.
Okay, we're going to...
And Linda, the one thing that I just got out of that is I actually just felt like I had an adjustment in my neck. It feels a lot looser, and that I can move it around as I, listening to the bowls, just directed it to my neck, and a lot of the stiffness has disappeared.
Oh, my goodness. My nostrils cleared up, and the vibration that was coming through. Very, very interesting. We know that it seems like when you're playing, the sounds is like they're like just floating through your body like a raft on an ocean. They're traveling. It's a very unique thing, and I'm here, and you guys are there. I can just imagine what it would be like being in the same room. So we have to make some type of arrangements when this quarantine is up so we can have some people come up.
Those harmonic waves, when you're in the room, just take over your body.
Okay.
We'd love to do something after this is all over. We did a concert kind of lecture over at Pierce College with this where – you know, people think that we're out there when they do it. And then when they feel what it does to them, it changes them. It changes their opinion, and it opens them up to something new.
Well, like you say, you take us on an inner journey. Because it was like, a raft was just floating through my body. And at near the end, I don't know what size bowl it is, but it really was a vibration out there. It was a higher tone, and that did it. I had to put myself on mute because I didn't want to hear anybody hearing me breathing over here. Stephanie, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Stephanie, what do you feel about that? You know, you're about centered people, too. Stephanie, I know you're going to love it. We're going to come to us. I'm inviting her when this is open. We're going to do a session. What do you think, Stephanie?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Coco's saying hi, too.
Okay. I hear Coco. So, Stephanie, what did it make you feel like? What did the sound make you feel like? You know, I know you're in the sound and centering.
I really couldn't hear it.
Okay.
I think I was on mute.
Okay.
I didn't hear it.
Okay.
After I heard the beginning, and then it shut off.
Okay.
Oh, bummer.
Well, we do Facebook Lives with it, and so that people can just have kind of at the end of the evening, they can unwind from the day and join us in this and start to open themselves up to it. So if you ever want to chime in, we're at Druified or at Spiritual XTC. Linda, you should come over sometime and do it with us. When this is over.
Yeah.
I'll go
all right
for that.
Amia?
I'm sorry, Stephanie, what did you say?
Actually, did she know Amia? She does sound therapy.
Amia? Do you know Amia?
No,
I mean, there's so many people doing sound.
She called it sound bathing.
Yeah, we call ours a sound voyage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because it really feels... if you close your eyes and it really affects you, you really feel like you're going on a voyage.
Yeah.
Right.
I put myself on mute because I was beginning to deep breathe over here, okay? Yeah, I was saying, you know, Rebecca and Misty, Stephanie likes to take people through exercises, and she has a book that she's written. It was called The Healing of the Wound, and we would go through the exercises every week, and she would have us doing that yoga breathing, and sometimes I was on the floor forgetting to push the button, okay? I would have to keep myself alive, and that's the same thing I felt from the vibrations of especially those were bowls. Do you have the gong there that I saw on the picture?
Yes, we do. I don't know if we can get this.
Well,
I'm going to bring this closer and see if it's a very hard.
It doesn't resonate through.
Let me hold this in the back.
If you could just hit it one time for me, it's something that I'm drawn to that gong.
You got it.
Okay, let's try it this way and see if it works.
Okay. I'm going to do it a few times, Linda.
Okay.
With different devices.
Let it just ring a couple times.
Yeah. Can you hear that?
Yes. It worked for me. So let me ask you now, the sound therapy, as you said, it makes you, it's definitely going to make you feel better, and the direct sound goes to the areas of the body that needs healing. But it was something that you said about the brain. What was the neurological part of it? Tell me.
Oh, the neurotransmitters. It opens neural pathways in the brain, new neural pathways.
Okay.
For instance, like when I worked with the kids, I had kids that were fetal alcohol syndrome babies and drug babies, and they're fourth and fifth graders who couldn't retain any information. The minute I started doing percussion with them where they were hitting something and moving, because I got them to move too, all of a sudden new parts of their brain would open up and they could remember. But they had to be moving and they had to be – so I got it written in the records that if to let them air drum – and move their body so that they could retain or do something orally, and that's how they were able to get through school.
Wow.
Yes.
That
Linda,
is.
Yes,
I'm sorry?
Hi, Linda. This is Stephanie.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is what brought me back from after my stroke. That's why I started dancing and drumming again. Because I was paralyzed. And I started drumming.
Yep.
I was able to be able to walk and dance again.
Yep, exactly.
Talk.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So what she said
drum is
that
is the heartbeat of the body.
Right. And from the vibration from the drum and going through your system in the brain.
Okay.
Think about with the kids' schools. How they want to take away the arts from them.
Oh,
why?
God.
Because look what it does for humanity. The arts,
yes.
Anytime you're creative, it opens you up.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Yeah,
and
yes,
so,
it does.
So if you didn't have the drums and you didn't have dance, where would you be now, Stephanie?
I'd probably be in a wheelchair somewhere.
Yeah, so that's why we have to... We have to incorporate. We can't depend on other people to put that in our life. We have to put it in our lives ourselves. And
right.
And that's easy because we have our voice. We can tap on anything, and you can move your body. It doesn't cost anything to do that.
No.
And I used to take junk and have the kids create things with it and make sound with it, and they did their own shows with it because it didn't cost anything. And so it's really important to keep sound in your life and singing.
You have to.
You can connect to people through music. It doesn't
matter
your socioeconomic background. It doesn't matter your color, your religion. You connect with people through sound.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Music is healing because usually when it's time to make music Los Angeles, we have to go through the different counties and we have to go make presentations if there's a city that hasn't quite had the event, and I have to give a pitch. But, you know, I just tell them, you know, people don't think that it's important, and especially for the young adults and especially for the schools, like you were with the schools for years, Rebecca, I would tell them. I said they have to have an outlet. They don't have an outlet. The creativity has been taken away. Okay, my last question to them, and then I just walk away. I said, well, would you prefer your child to pick up a piccolo or a pistol, and I shut up, and I'm done, because that's what it leads to. I'm going to give you something to think about as you're driving home, okay? Music is very important. Sound is very important. We live our life, even, and what the beauty of this is, the reason why I wanted you to share, is because this is something you're making from your life. No one's giving it to you. Whatever sound. I was making some real crazy sounds over here, okay? And just getting up in the morning. Just coming out. So what is this coming out here? What is this telling me? Just my own little crazy sound. So I'm going to share and put this out. It's hard for me to give a recap on it. I would like for you to send me something or you put something out there, because I was so into what I was hearing and what I was feeling, I couldn't really hear everything because I'm tuned into that gong that I saw. Thank you for playing it for me. And I saw those bowls. And once Rebecca mentions how they're situated, what they're made of, you know, we're dealing with total nature here. And that's what the whole problem is, that we have gotten away from the nature and the creativity that nature brings. Nature is creativity. When you're out in nature, you can think. So many great ideas come to you. So I would like to say thank you guys so much for coming on, and Coco back there too. I have to come and meet Coco and let her hear the song.
She doesn't want to be left out.
She wanted us to hear her song too, and I understand that.
Sure,
but we really, really appreciate. Now, once this clears up, we have to do a workshop or something. Whereas we can, you know, get people to get them involved in this, because it's very healing.
We'd love to.
Okay.
We'd love to.
Yeah, it is. It's incredibly healing, and it does. It you know, it helps to wake up people's imagination as well. And I've always thought, just like, you know, Einstein always said, imagination is more important than knowledge, because that's how he came up with most. Pardon me?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And so I think that this is something, it fosters the imagination within people.
And we need it. It's very relaxing. And at this time, you need to totally relax down. I'm not going to hold you on. I'm going to wrap it up. But I'd like to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for introducing us to this. And we're going to take this further. And Stephanie, you know, I know you're the center. Because this young lady had me out doing a 5-mile parade, and I hadn't did a parade since I was 16. But her energy and her, I want to say her power to influence, I was out there doing that. And as long as you're dancing, as long as you're hearing that music, as long as you're making your sound. So now I tell people, make your own drum beat. When you make your own drum beat, you'll notice a difference in your life. So we have to
play the
drums. We're going to do something with this because people need this, okay? After this event is over with and the new beginnings, as I call it, they really need to understand how to get in tune and move to their own drum beat. Because as Stephanie said, if they do a session, no matter how long it is, I don't know how long it makes it effective, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever, I bet you they will find their purpose, okay? I know they will find their purpose, because I was over here floating in the lifeboat, as I say. I call it a lifeboat. I really appreciate you guys coming on. Stephanie, I appreciate you. I'm so glad that I can make this introduction, because this is going to be a good thing. See here.
Nice to meet you.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you, I didn't have you muted. She said it was nice to meet you. We'll all meet up again.
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Yeah, thank
you,
Linda.
No, thank you. Stephanie, thank you. You know, we will
take this
further. I'm going to put it out. You're going to do purpose. And I'll just let everybody go. And before I get off the line, I just want to say something to the parents out there. You know, our young adults are really going through it. We're all going through it. But those young adults out there, they're really going through it. So when everybody's home now, we're all together, and there's different chores being assigned, and everybody has something to do. And most of the time, they're not going to want to do it joyfully. I'd like to ask the parents to, like we do me time, do a us time. And at the end of the day, bring everybody in the room, baby too, and just have everybody share what their day was like so that they can sort of like if it was any anger or if what made them angry or if they didn't want to, because you don't really want to take tight, stressful feelings to bed. You want to go to bed with a clear mind. So do a me time, 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes if you have someone in there, and that's not the finger point. Parents, don't say a word. Just listen. After they express themselves, then you ask the question, do you know of a better way that we can do this? Involve them. Let them have opinions. Because with young adults, they will always get the job done. You want something done, give it to them. But they do it much willingly when they know and they think that they have thought about it. Okay? And you will see some attitudes change out there, your attitude, parents, and the attitudes of the children. And at the end of the week, take and laugh about it. We're going through it, but our young adults have too much energy. This is very, very hard for them. We're the boomers here, and they're the zoomers. They can get it done much, much quicker in a different way. Give them an opportunity to share. Give them an opportunity to express themselves. Don't tell them to shut up and go upstairs, okay? Listen to them, because this is a very, very, very hard time for us all. But for the young adults, my heart goes out for them because they're my babies. So parents, have that us time every evening, and you will see some attitude changes out there. And on that note, guys, I'm going to check out, and I will be talking with you guys on Thursday. Gloria will be in with her nutrition. And I'm going to play this song for all the frontline people out there. I mean everybody, the garbage collectors and everybody. We're not thinking about them. I want to put this song out there and say good evening to all. Good night.
And you'll find